United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and featuring Arthur Treacher. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte greeting you for United States Savings Bonds. And the transcribed feature program, Guest Star, brought to you at this time each week as a public service. Your station presents this program because of its firm belief that the security of this community is better when each family has a secure future, one based on savings, and on safe, sure savings through the regular purchase of United States Savings Bonds. Now Harry Sosnick sets the pace as he leads the Savings Bonds Orchestra playing Just One of Those Things. Thank you, Harry Zeidler. And now, friends, for our guest. In comedy roles requiring a British accent, particularly butlers, gentlemen's gentlemen, and similar characterizations, he has long been a favorite on stage, screen, and radio. Today, he'll be heard in an amusing sketch, Reginald Clippington, T.T., written especially for his appearance on Guest Star. We take you now to Hollywood to welcome Mr. Arthur Treacher.
You'll find him at the first chair in the Elite Barber Shop, a debonair British gentleman wielding with equal facility a sharp razor, sharp scissors, and a sharp tongue.
Yes, indeed, sir. Your face is in good hands, sir. Flabby old thing, isn't it?
Yes, sir. That's Reginald Clippington, T.T.
Reggie, you need a manicure girl like you'd need a hole in the head. Don't none of your customers have hands?
Most assuredly, Miss Higgins.
Then why don't you talk them into a manicure once in a while?
I do recommend quite highly your facilities for digitorial enhancement.
Oh, for Pete's sake, they didn't even know what you was talking about. Oh, gee, it's dull here. Nothing ever happens.
Now, Philbert, you're going to get your hair cut.
Don't want no haircut.
Mister, is this chair occupied?
Unfortunately, no.
Climb up in the chair, Philbert.
Oh!
Oops-a-daisy. Ouch! The little gentleman kicked me.
Philbert! He's really a charming child, but spoiled.
I'll douse him with cologne, madam, and you'll never notice it. How are you, little man? Uninhibited little buster, isn't he? Now, Philbert, while I slip away with the scissors, I shall tell you a jolly little story.
What story?
Red Riding Hood and the Wolf.
You mean Willie the Wolf?
Willie? Who ever heard of a wolf named Willie?
Ah, don't you ever read the papers. Willie the Wolf is a bank robber, and he wears a long black mustache, and there's a reward out for him.
He sounds like a rugged fellow. Nevertheless, he is not this wolf. Once upon a time, Red Riding Hood, kind, charitable, but incredibly naive, set out upon a journey bearing a basket of comestibles for her maternal grandparent, who was, at the time, somewhat indisposed. In the midst of the forest primeval, the child encountered a shaggy lupine creature. So they chopped open the wolf, and there was Grandmama still knitting. The old girl hadn't missed a stitch. And that is the end of the tale and the end of the haircut. Manicure?
No, that will be all. Thank you so much, Mr. Clippington. T.T. Come, Filbert. Come on now.
Come again, madam. Toodaloo, little man. Miss Higgins, how does one do that?
Reggie. Reggie, with a face like that, you don't have to make raspberries. Oh, gosh, don't anybody want a manicure?
Miss Higgins, I shall insist that the next customer avail himself of your services. Get out your cuticle gouger.
Oh, here comes the guy now. Oh, gee, look at the mustache on that geezer.
Yes, sir, you're next, sir.
Okay, give me a shave and make it snappy.
Righto. You shall have the most rapid service of Reginald Clippington, T.T.
T.T.
Tonsorial technician. In no time at all, we shall have the old countenance rehabilitated.
Cut out the gab and get to work.
Righto. Now, first the hot towel to humidify the epidermis. Oh, gracious. I say, stuffy under there, isn't it?
What you trying to do, barbecue me?
My dear fellow, the towel was burning my hands. I had to put it somewhere, didn't I?
Okay, I'm tender enough now. Shave me and hurry up.
Righto. Oh, I say, don't be so fidgety-widgety. You're simply a bundle of nerves. That way, my good fellow, lies stomach ulcers.
Listen, you, when I want any advice about...
I know. Tastes like soap, doesn't it? Well, the ghastly stuff is soap.
All right, shave me. Shave off the mustache, too.
My word, can't say that I blame you. You must be Willie the Wolf.
I'm sorry you said that, bud. Because I am Willie the Wolf.
Oh, splendid. Then you must...
Yes, I'm Willie the Wolf. I got a gun on you under this barber's apron. Mm-hmm. One little yip out of you, one little nick you put in my face, and I'll blow your head off.
Oh, I say, I need a hole of the head like I need a manicurist. Speaking of a manicure, would you...
No!
Righto.
Go on, shave me.
Righto, Roger, yes. You've no idea what this is doing to my blood pressure. My corpuscles are popping like firecrackers. Well, here we go.
Careful now.
My dear fellow, from this moment on, you're the one who should exercise caution. I have a sharp razor within a hair's breadth of your Adam's apple, and if you move or even breathe, I shall excavate your tonsils the hard way.
Hey, look out! Look out! Don't!
Drop the revolver from under the apron at once, please.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Now sit quietly until the authorities arrive. It'll be cheaper, sir, this way. I charge $5 for shaving cadavers. Oh, Miss Higgins, the police, if you please. Then bring your manicure instruments.
Well, Reggie, there they go with Willie the Wolf. Thanks for letting me manicure him while we waited for the cop.
I promised you a customer, dear, so Reginald Clippington T.T. keeps his promises, you know.
Oh, you were wonderful, Reggie. Were you scared?
Miss Higgins, I was just as calm as I am at this moment. Me frightened?
Oh, my gosh, fainted.
Thank you, Arthur Treacy. That was a fine performance, and I might add that you show great promise as a barber.
Oh, please, Rye, let's get the title straight, you know. Tonsorial technician.
I beg your pardon. Tonsorial technician it is.
But that role is finished, old boy. Right now, I'd like to take on a new assignment as a savings specialist.
The job is yours, especially if you're going to talk about what I think you are.
Savings bonds, Rye. United States savings bonds. One of the world's finest investments. I heartily recommend them, first of all, because they're completely safe, you see, backed by Uncle Sam himself. Money put away in savings bonds is readily available in case of emergency, and it keeps growing, paying back $4 for every three invested at the end of 10 short years, a profit of $1 for every three you put in. Families that save regularly in savings bonds can see their fondest dreams come true. A college education for their children, perhaps, or a home of their own, or maybe a fund for retirement.
And regular saving is a sure thing, Mr. Treacher, through one of the automatic plans for the purchase of savings bonds. The payroll savings plan where you work, or if you're self-employed, the bond a month plan, a free service of your bank.
That's right, Rye. So, friends, may I suggest that you start now to make your future secure? Invest in United States savings bonds.
Goodbye, Arthur Treacher, and thanks for being with us. The magic of the tango inspires Harry Sosnick now as he leads the Savings Bonds Orchestra playing Jealousy. Quarter hour, this station has brought you the transcribed program for Savings Bonds, Guest Star, a regular public service feature. Today our guest was Arthur Treacher, to whom we express our thanks for a fine show. Assisting him in the play were June Foray, Lorene Tuttle, and Eddie Fields. The narrator was Rye Billsbury, and the sketch was directed by Louis Graff. Join us again next week when we'll have another star on hand to entertain you, together with more fine music from Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. Meanwhile, take a tip from yours truly, John Conte. These days, saving is a problem, but it's a lot easier to save if you do it on an automatic basis. Use the automatic payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a month plan, your bank's free service. Either way, you'll be saving with safe, sure savings bonds.